SNL's non-binary Molly Carney says laws banning puberty blockers, surgeries make kids grow up too fast. By Simon Kent on April 16, 2023. Saturday Night Live turned to transgender issues in a segment of its weekend update spot to oppose states seeking to place limits on gender assignment for children. Molly Carney, the skit show's first self-described non-binary cast member, literally dropped into the guest seat via harness to attack political efforts to ban puberty blockers and sex organ surgeries for the very young. So far, at least 13 states have enacted laws that would limit or ban child transing. Another 24 states are considering the same move to protect children from a host of medical procedures, restricting health care for kids. For some reason, there's something about the word trans that makes people forget the word kids. If you don't care about trans kids' lives, it means you don't care about freaking kids' lives, Carney said to enthusiastic applause. The comedian, who embraces they/them pronouns, said the laws are dangerous for the country's youth and alleged they don't protect them. "We are making trans kids grow up too fast," she declared. A clear example of the abuse tactic known as DARVO: deny, attack, reverse victim and offender. As queer activists and powerful institutions have been caught pushing young children into sexualized conversations and permanent bodily harm far too early, over and over and over. As the crew yanked Carney back up toward the ceiling at the end of the segment, one last message was shouted to the audience. "What's happening, kids, is wrong and you don't need to be scared. Our job is to protect you and your job is to focus on being a kid. It's kind of like me flying in the SNL sky," Carney said. "There's a bunch of dudes asking you about your crotch and where you're allowed to pee. But if you just hang on, you'll look up and realize you're flying, kid." Florida is just one state moving to define sex as an immutable biological trait and making it clear that any attempt to ascribe pronouns indicating the contrary is false, as Breitbart News reported. It also seeks to protect young children from the predations of those who seek to change their gender. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.